and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
What's the worst experience you ever had at a sporting game? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, so the Masters were, of course, this weekend, and everybody was talking about, you know, the showdowns and the everybody going at it out on the course and all that stuff. But one thing that's been missing here in the news was on the 11th hole at the Masters, Fred Couples hit a shot, and this is exactly what it sounded like. Listen to this.
1992 winner Fred Couples. Oh, my word.
Did you hear that knock? Yeah. Let me play that knock for you one time here.
Oh my word.
A dude's head.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the golf ball bounced right off the dude's head. I mean, didn't hit the ground or anything before. Didn't fly through any trees or anything. So think about the force of that. Here's something coming from 350 yards away.
Just hits you in the head.
Oh my gosh, it's like a hematoma right there.
Do you think you have to sign? I've never been to a golf tournament before. Do you think you have to sign a release waiver like when you get there?
So when you go to a golf tournament, often there's signs that tell you that, you know, you're in an area where there could be golf balls coming out here. People could have to play through this area, that type of thing, and to be aware of your surroundings. So, I mean, they're totally covered on that, I'm sure. Unless the dude needed brain surgery after
right.
that.
So, I have a similar story. I didn't get hit in the head with the ball, but picture it.
Okay.
I'm at a Yankees game.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's be honest. When it comes to sports, I'm there for the hot dogs and beer, right? So, yeah. I'm there with my friends, and I say, all right, guys, I'm going to go grab us some hot dogs and beers. I'll
you
be
go
right
load
back.
Up, right.
So, I go... And I'm walking, like, down the aisleway, and all of a sudden, they're, you know, playing baseball.
Sure, right, that's what they do.
And I've got my hands...
At the baseball game.
...full of beer.
Yeah.
And three hot dogs.
Double fisting.
And the ball is coming right at me.
Oh, man.
Now, everybody's running because they want to catch this home run ball.
Of course.
Right?
That's part of baseball.
Now, I have no interest in catching this ball.
Right.
Because I just want to safely bring my hot dog and beer back to my seating section where I can sit down
sure,
and enjoy
sure.
it.
Sure, sure. Hold this 24 ounces for me.
It comes, and this guy pushes me out of the way. The beer goes flying. The hot dogs go flying. He catches the ball, hoists it over his head.
Yes, victory.
Didn't even offer to buy me another beer or a hot dog. I'm like, I don't want, like, he didn't even offer the ball, but I didn't even want the ball. I just wanted another hot dog.
Let's face it, too. If you're at Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park, that's like $30 investment
if
right
not
there.
More.
Seriously.
I think I literally had like $80 of hot dogs and two beers. Like,
wow.
That was it. It was a lot of hot dogs in that tray.
It's up there, man. Oh. I mean, I don't think I've ever been pushed out of the way at concerts plenty of times, but not a sporting event. And I've picked up some goodies, I can tell you that. But mm-hmm. I do remember that when they had the Whalers All-Stars, and they had a bunch of and they faced some team at Rentschler Field in Connecticut. Rentschler is where UConn plays outside football, if you don't know,
mm-hmm.
up near in East Hartford. And we were up there for that game, and I swear it was the coldest day that I can ever remember in Connecticut's like history. The wind chill, everything was insane. If you were sitting in your car with the heat cranked, you couldn't even stand it. It was so bad. And of course, it was a radio event, so I had to be out there all day.
Well, did they win?
All day. Yeah, they won, but they were all playing each other anyway.
So it didn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The Whalers are gone. They left.
1-800-330-9999. What's the worst thing that ever happened to you at a sporting event? If you missed it, at the Masters, there was an incident where, well, this happened.
1992 winner Fred Couples.
Oh,
my word.
Dude got hit in the head with a golf ball
right.
real hard.
350 yards out.
Yep. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Everybody's been talking about this, and Raven and I were discussing the worst thing that ever happened to you at a sporting event. I was at a Yankee game, and I was armfuls of beer and hot dogs and walking back to my seat, and somebody hit a home run, and it was coming right at me. All these guys swarmed at me, knocked me off my feet out of the way. Beer goes flying. Hot dogs go flying. Nobody offers me to buy me another beer. No one. Or the ball, for that matter.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was awful.
Yeah. All I had to endure was sub-20-degree temperature.
It's not so bad.
It was like negative 20 that day. It was pretty bad. But I would have been upset if I was also dealing with the fact that I dropped all my beers.
1-800-330-9999. We want to know, what is the worst thing that ever happened to you at a sporting event? Producer Christian, what happened to you?
I got a whole bunch of beer dumped on me as a 6-year-old.
How does that happen?
Wow.
Well, Yankees, Red Sox.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yankees, Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. Jason Giambi actually hit a home run, and the Red Sox fan behind me, yeah, I know, threw his hands up in disbelief. The problem was he was holding two beers, and I ended up getting covered in beer.
Well, I gotta serves say, you right as a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
that's not nice.
Yankees and Red Sox are playing tonight, too,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah, I think three nights.
That's got to be a dangerous game to go to because there's such a rivalry there.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, though, at the same time. So
yeah.
There's a lot of talking back and forth. It depends on which stadium you're in, which team's apparel you're wearing,
uh-huh.
and where you're walking to right. and from.
Where they're at the standings and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. I mean, later in the year, it's definitely more intense later in the year. So today it'll be, you know, pretty gentlemanly, I'm sure.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What happened to you at a sporting event?
Well, I was 9 years old. I got hit by a golf ball in the leg. Went to the Stanford Hospital. Nurse checks me out. All of a sudden, I get bored when I go home. I tell my mother, I go, I want to go play golf now. So I go play golf down at Harbor Heights. On the ninth hole, I got hit again with a golf ball in the head. Knocked me out cold. Woke up in the same hospital with the same nurse.
Oh, my
Come
gosh.
On. I hope you never picked up a golf club again.
Are you a golfer?
I am a PGA golf professional now and own my own business. And that nurse said I was going to be in the business.
Little did you know that day was going to set your career path off for the rest of your life.
I love it. Well, you figure you survived the worst of it, right? So
I survived.